In Connie Banks' former life, she recruited attorneys and engineers. She'd be on the phone until 10 every night. She'd spend entire weekends with clients. She calls herself a true type A, working at full speed, making a lot of money, until she just had enough of it all. Now vegetable gardening is her whole life.
You're controlling this tiny little nourishing world of your own, where the other rest of our world is sort of crazy. Politics are crazy. The world is going nuts. It's America. It's fast, 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 fast. And this vegetable gardening thing is just a way to just take a deep breath, slow yourself down, and just watch the garden grow.
But Bank admits she's still intense. She throws herself into gardening. She says if the little plastic labels say to plant things 12 inches apart, she gets impatient and packs them in 6 inches apart. People like Connie Bank are sort of rare. A survey by the National Gardening Association found that not a lot of people are into vegetable gardening these days. Compared to 5 years ago, 7 million fewer households are growing vegetables. You have to weed and water every day and fend off the squirrels. Most Americans would rather plant flowers, or just not bother with any of it. So these days, instead of recruiting professionals, Connie Bank's trying to recruit as many new gardeners as she can. She teaches classes to people on their lunch breaks. Today, she's going after daycare kids.
Who here likes vegetables? What kind do you like?
Watermelon. And orange.
And strawberry.
That's good, you guys, except for those are fruit.
Crab cob is good.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of serious vegetable gardeners got their first taste of it as kids. Earl Schaefer farmed as a kid in Indiana. And when he left at 17, he swore he'd never grow anything again. But Earl says 20 years later, his wife Marie tempted him back into the garden. Today, they're tending to their lettuce, tomatoes, and zucchini. He says their house is too big for just the two of them now, but he can't move and leave his garden behind.
As you get older, I think some of the things that were part of your youth kind of return in importance some way. I was very fond of my grandparents, especially my grandmother, and gardening was part of her life, so I think that also sort of made it important to me to return to it.
Schaefer says farming did give him a feel for growing things, but like everyone else, he still has to read the plant labels. He says we're losing the knowledge of how to live off the land. For gardeners, growing even just a couple tomato plants can feel like reconnecting to our farming roots. Ashley Miller curated an exhibit on vegetable garden history at Cornell University. She says the motives for these gardens have changed a lot over the last 3 centuries. Sometimes people have gardened to make money, sometimes they've grown food to support a war effort, and sometimes people have just done it as a challenging hobby. But there's one major thread.
Growing vegetables is as close as we can get to a seasonal ritual. There is something primal about putting a seed in the soil and tending it and harvesting it and eating it.
A lot of gardeners agree that growing vegetables is a sensual experience. They talk about the way the scent of tomato plants fills the whole yard, or the blue-green color of baby broccoli. Gardener Lee Chris says she can't wait to get into her yard in the spring and get her bare hands in the dirt.
I don't garden with gloves because I need to feel what the soil feels like, the texture. You use senses in gardening that you don't in most everything else that you do. It's like you feel things, you smell, you know, I mean, it's a different way of sensing the world around you, I think.
It's hard to walk away from these people's backyards and shake off their enthusiasm. Every single gardener I talked to told me to call them when I started my own garden. And if they think you're considering gardening at all, watch out. They'll fill your head with visions of their juiciest cherry tomatoes. They'll try to fill your car with seedlings. Anything to get you hooked. For the GLRC, I'm Rebecca Williams.